ABC Radio Australia.
Now, over the past week, photos of Papua New Guinea's Prime Minister James Marape playing basketball have been making waves on PNG social media. In one playful caption, the Prime Minister is tagged as LeBron James Marape, an ode to NBA superstar LeBron James. The photos were taken at the launching of a Golden Oldies competition, a new campaign to get retired people in their 40s, 50s and 60s to exercise and live healthy. Basketball PNG President David Peter says the tournament comes as the Federation picked up 1.3 million kina from Coolmore Mineral Holdings Limited to take part in four international events, including the Mini Pacific Games and the Pacific Games.
Basically, getting the older people involved in basketball, and the age category we're looking at is people over age 45 years above. So that's the group that actually are going to participate in this event. But some are beyond 45, 50, 60, and even 70. So it's more or less anybody from above 45 years of age. So this is the idea with the Prime Minister actually mentioned to the Federation that we need to involve the older people to participate in a competition like this, so they can stay healthy and they participate in this sport in basketball, and they can work on improving on their health. The main message for the competition is health is wealth. So yesterday, the Prime Minister asked those above, 45 years of age to participate in this competition. A lot of times, people just sit in their homes or in their workplaces and don't worry about their health a lot. But I think this is one of the initiatives that is trying to promote healthy living, because when you have a healthy community or healthy individuals, you have healthy economy where you have healthy people contributing towards the growth and development of the nation.
Now, just tell us about the competition itself. How long will this competition be running for? Because we're only a few months away from the country's 50th anniversary.
Yeah, so we just at the initial stages of the competition. So we did our exhibition match last night, but from the records we have so far, we've got about 38 teams that have indicated to participate. So now we will have to do up the draws, and we'll have to do the schedules for these teams to play this competition twice or once in a month. So it's in a week. So I talked with the Prime Minister about how we're going to schedule this together with his busy schedule and all the other schedules. And it's pretty much going to come down to how many teams that will have shown the interest by the end of the week. And we should be able to get a confirmed number of teams that are going to participate. And based on that, we will be able to do the schedule.
Is this competition also incorporated towards the country's 50th jubilee?
We're going to be playing this competition twice every week. That's the initial indications, up till the midweek of September. So that's going to lead directly into the independence. So I can't really say much about how that's going to be incorporated into the celebration of the event. But all I know is that at this stage is that the Prime Minister won this event to actually lead into the independence celebration for the country.
Any possibility you think the Prime Minister might get onto the basketball courts?
Well, anything is possible. Yeah, but it's so excited, and it's shown a lot of passion, because all of yesterday he spent his time talking about basketball with all his staff and with all his advisors, and then they called me from time to time and gave me their team list and when they should be wearing what color uniforms and that sort of thing. So the Prime Minister is really excited about participating in this event. It's first of its kind. How many times have we seen the Prime Minister, a certain Prime Minister for the country, coming to play any sport? I mean, they probably play golf and the other stuff, but other games, but especially a competition that involves, for people to running up and down the court and doing a bit of, involves a lot of, work. You don't normally see the Prime Minister get involved, but here's the, leader of the country getting involved in basketball. So that sends a very strong message to everyone that, their health is very important, as well as in sport, we can contribute towards the growth and development of the country.
Can you tell us what other events there are also lined up for Basketball PNG for the remainder of this year? I know you said earlier you're looking at four different competitions. Can you tell us what these competitions are? Because we have the mini games and the Pacific Games still ahead.
Actually, I'm at our national stadium, and there's the people that are downstairs training for the Mini Pacific Games coming up in July. We will be sending an under-23 3x3 team to participate in Palau in the first week of July. And then we'll have the 5x5 senior men and women going to Solomon Islands to participate in the Malaysian Cup. And then we will have the under-17s going to Samoa to participate in the Oceania under-17 competition. So we got quite a handful of competition lineup this year. Probably that's the first time we're doing four competitions in a year. Just hoping that the support that we need comes through from our stakeholders and our teams, our players and team is actually preparing and getting ready for these competitions. Because the Palau game and the Palau competition and the Samoa competitions requirements for entering into the World Cup for us.
And that was BPNG President David Peter talking to reporter Godwin Ecking.